This is Stuart O'Glasser, and welcome to my Thanksgiving show.
What's the matter?
You know what's the matter. I'm unhappy.
You agreed to play the turkey.
Never agreed. Why would I agree to be the turkey?
You know, it's not a big deal. All you do is, you know, cluck, 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 and you're waiting.
First of all, we don't cluck. We gobble, okay?
I stand corrected.
Yeah, and if it's not such a big deal, why don't you be the turkey?
You want me to be the turkey?
Yeah, come on.
You want me to be the turkey?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know turkeyisms that I don't know. Even the expression on your face is quintessential turkey. I don't see myself as a turkey. You know, if it was an eagle, I might consider it. An eagle is graceful, it flies and soars. The only problem was that the eagle wasn't very tasty. You're going to be great.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Boy, am I stuffed. You see what I did there?
No.
I was in character.
You see, that's the reason you should be the turkey. Maybe next year I'll think about it.
No, this is fun. Cluck, cluck!
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day. Except for the turkey. La, 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 la. Except for the turkey.
Hello and welcome to the Thanksgiving Show. My name is Stuart O'Glasser. What you just heard was a little skit between Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal. It was actually a promo that was recorded for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade many years ago. Thought I'd play it again. I haven't heard it in a long time. Well, tonight we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to explore some of the myths. We're going to go to a turkey farm and see where the turkeys actually come from. And we're going to have some good discussion with several different people about the meaning of Thanksgiving and what thanks is all about. But first, I'd like to introduce two very good friends of mine. First, we have Jody Bueller, and she has been gracious enough to come. Thank you, Jody, for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stuart.
And we're doing our celebration. And, of course, Jill the Dodge Dodge.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, she's definitely one of the nicest turkeys I know. Anyway, and
my dad used to call me Turkey Butt.
My dad used to call me Turkey Lurkey.
My dad used to call me stupid. No, he did. He didn't say that. And my name is Stuart O'Glasser, still is. Jody, I understand you have a good quote here about from Mahatma Gandhi.
I do. I came across it in some of my Thanksgiving research, and it goes a little like this. What do you think of Western civilization? Mahatma Gandhi was asked in the 1940s, to which Gandhi replied, Western civilization? I think it would be a good idea.
Classic.
All right, I'll go with that.
That's awesome.
I thought we would start our show today for the celebration of Thanksgiving. We will have a discussion about a lot of different things about Thanksgiving and some of our own experiences, and we'll try to give you some information. But there's nothing better than starting a Thanksgiving show with a little Thanksgiving trivia. And we're going to go through a couple of these things and see what happens. Someone decided to create this for fun. And after each question, there is our wild turkey, Tom, that looks like this. There's about 80 questions. Let's see if
The pressure.
So let's go for a couple and see what happens, okay? And by the way, some are multiple choice, some are true or false. This is a true or false. Thanksgiving is celebrated only in the United States.
False. It's celebrated in Canada, but it's in October.
Yeah. That's right.
Woohoo!
Do we get bonus points?
Can we get prizes? Ding!
Now, this is very interesting. The Greek goddess of corn is A, Demeter, B, Cornucopia, C, Ceres, or D, Grainophilia.
I feel as though I should know this one. I'm going to go with Demeter.
I am too, because the other one's a star.
She's Persephone's mom, and when Persephone got taken to the underworld, winter happened. I feel like she's the goddess of the harvest, but I don't know if she's corn-specific.
Demeter, down! All right, very good. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade was...
Macy's.
All right, let's see here. You know what? It's Gimbel's.
Oh, Gimbel's. Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
Oh, I feel so bad. Oh,
and I think,
that's
wasn't
a
that
major
for Christmas?
Yes.
But I think Thanksgiving they did on 22nd Street. If I'm...
Were you there for the first Thanksgiving Day Parade, Stuart?
Can't you tell? What is the name of the famous rock credited to where the pilgrims first landed?
Plymouth.
Plymouth Rock. All right. Ding, ding. Very good. Okay.
I want to orient us for a minute in my overachieverness.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that we're talking, what, like early 1600s, 1621?
I don't have the date in front of me.
I think that's when the pilgrims arrived. Well, that was when the Jamestown colony was.
Well, this is completely related to that. This question is, the Indians who were invited to the Thanksgiving feast were of the Wampanoag tribe. Who was their chief? A. Massasoit, Permaquid, Samoset, or Squanto?
Squanto.
I'm sorry to say it was Massasoit, but Squanto is a word I would have said.
I think that history is in debate here. Oh, no, here's what I'm reading. Massasoit was head chief of the Wampanoags, something along those lines, the treaty that gave the Pilgrims everything and the Indians nothing. Okay. And even that treaty was soon broken.
We'll do two more questions on that little subject, and then we're going to move ahead to a couple other real interesting questions. What was the name of the ship the Pilgrims came over on?
Which one? Isn't there three?
What are our options?
We have Santa Maria.
No, this is like,
the
this
Nina,
is like,
the Pinta, the Santa Maria, the
it's in here
Carnival
somewhere.
Cruise.
Carnival Cruise. Kathy Lee Gifford, the first pilgrim. The guess is?
Mayflower?
Yes.
Okay.
Ding.
Right,
who is the captain of the ship?
Captain John Smith. Jones Smith.
I feel like I'm in eighth grade again.
I do too. I'm really sad.
You did say
John
the last name.
Smith?
Smithington.
Jones. Christopher Jones.
Right.
That's a name I've never heard.
Me neither.
Which president was the first to establish Thanksgiving as a legal national holiday to be held the fourth Thursday in November?
Ready? You know,
Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, or James Madison?
Wait. If you ask Wikipedia, it's Harry Truman. Abraham
Lincoln.
Actually, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt. But Harry Truman probably took credit for it.
Franklin? No. Here's what I learned.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This is the real story.
So during the time of the Civil War, 1863, President Lincoln made a proclamation. I think it was in October.
You're right.
As a way of creating the Day of Unity between the North and the South.
This is absolutely right. But I think it was Franklin Roosevelt who actually signed it.
Oh.
Congress made it always the fourth Thursday in November. Roosevelt signed the bill. Lincoln thought it up.
This might explain why we have such mixed messaging and myths around Thanksgiving, that we're looking back to the 1600s, the 1800s, the mid-2000s. No,
1900s.
And by now I'm confused, which is why I think we focus on the food and the gathering with family and friends and the things that stay eternal, as opposed to the weird politics.
All right, a couple of food questions. A major turkey company, which will remain nameless since this is community radio, says the best place to put the meat thermometer in the turkey is A, the breast, B, the thigh, C, the top of the leg, or D, at an angle so it hits both meat and the stuffing.
It's the angle
it's
one.
It's the angle, D.
All right. And we know that is wrong. It's the thigh. But as a food person, we would think about that because we didn't want to kill our guests.
Now, yeah, proper temperature throughout.
Okay, now this is our final question.
Oh, sad.
We can come back to this if we're really bored.
Okay.
And this is, why is the male turkey often referred to as Tom Turkey? A, because it's more politically correct than using the word cock for male. Hen is a female turkey, by the way. B, after Thomas Jefferson. C, because Indians would catch them by pounding on tom-tom drums and lure them into traps. Or D, from an 18th century political cartoon. All right, well, let me tell you what they say here.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. Rumor has it Ben Franklin was mad that Thomas Jefferson opposed his idea to have the turkey as our national bird. So Ben Franklin mockingly called the turkey Tom Turkey. Ta-da.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, well, I think that pretty much takes it.
Gets us warmed up and rolling.
That's right.
There's one more I did want to throw in here. And this will be our final question. Which balloon was the first balloon in the 1927 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Was it Mickey Mouse, Felix the Cat, Betty Boop, or Superman?
Oh, I kind of want to go with Felix the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yay!
All right. Can turkeys drown when they look up in the rain?
Is this serious?
This is a serious question.
I think so, because I think they're really dumb.
I'm going to go with Jill.
I'm going with Jody and Jill. That's it, folks. That was our little turkey
question. That was our bonus
question. And I think that if you guys are listening and want to play this at home, you can look up this turkey Thanksgiving trivia quiz on the internet. And the questions are by somebody by the name of Brownie Locks.
Thanks, Brownie Locks, for a fine quiz.
Yes.
Yes, thanks, Brownie Locks. Okay, we're going to take a little break and listen to a song I think is appropriate right now. And then we'll be back to talk about food and more of our Thanksgiving celebration.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. 'Cause it's turkey to eat, so good. A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big round shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey, turkey dee, turkey, turkey dap. I eat the turkey and I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with the gravy and the cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that was strawberry. Turkey for you and the turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave the girl BD. Gobble gobble ducky. I used to go to camp at Lake Winnipesaukee. Come on, Kevin.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Okay.
A turkey for me and a turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in a big brown shoe. A turkey lee dee and a turkey lee ducky. Let's eat the turkey with a lot of stuff. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey with the girls and a turkey with the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, gee, and a gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey could only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Okay, we're back, and I think one of the things that always interests most people on Thanksgiving, they look forward to it because it's there's a couple of things that are going on. Usually it's a 3-day or 4-day weekend. Secondly, the big department stores and most stores offer this incredible
Black Friday.
Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday. Why do they call it Black Friday? I don't know. There's a movement going on to call it also Buy Nothing Day, which I think is really fascinating. And Black Friday's to me always felt like a
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jody, why don't you just tell me your opinion, what Thanksgiving has meant to you, and a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. There's something both nostalgic and kind of in our American mythology of people in hard times and what gathering together and being grateful for what we do have, for the food that's on the table and how the community can either help feed folks that aren't, or those sort of stories of redemption. And our whole holiday season seems sort of to have that very beautiful thread running through mm-hmm. it. Our Thanksgivings growing up were on the very traditional side. And so the family would all gather and the traditional Thanksgiving food staples were all present. And it was made much more explicit for me when I was a teenager. My aunt moved into an old historic home down in Olympia. And so we would sit in the living room with the long table and the wainscoting on the walls and, you know, have our very traditional meal.
Did your turkey glisten?
I believe.
I have a feeling
there was
did.
Glistening. Yeah. Yeah. And the mashed potatoes mm-hmm. were light and... Well, I was a vegetarian during that time, so I brought my own packet of veggie gravy that I got a little space on the stove for, and I brought my own pre-cooked delicata squash, and I had a sort
of... They didn't have tofurkey back then.
My family would not have stood for tofurkey, yes. I think was more the case. So.
Well, we're going to have a discussion shortly on actually the vegetarian alternatives to Thanksgiving. Jill, tell me about yours.
Okay, mine was the exact, well, I shouldn't say exact opposite, because my grandparents were kind of the centerpiece of Thanksgiving, which is why we actually probably came together. I think had my grandparents not been alive, you know, when I was younger, Thanksgiving probably would have been tacos. I mean, you know, we weren't a very traditional family per se, But because my grandparents were alive and my grandfather was this great patriarch, you know, we honored them. And so I think that was our Thanksgiving tradition, was honoring my grandparents. And my grandmother loves turkey. Oh, my God. I mean, this woman was all things turkey. You know, my mom would say, do you want to have lamb this year? No, turkey. You know, I mean, it was just my mom would come up with these great ideas. Nope, turkey, turkey, got to have turkey. So I think our traditions were more honoring the, you know, patriarch and matriarch
and
of the family.
And honoring their traditions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Once my grandparents passed, it went to tacos. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. My Thanksgiving memories really were very similar to the combination of your guys. A traditional Orthodox Jewish household back in Brooklyn, New York. So every day was kind of, you know, every meal was sort of a big deal in a lot of different ways.
Well, because they're making lunch during breakfast.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And or they're talking about what they're going to have for lunch the next day during the before they even eat. Or the brisket wasn't lean enough and that sort of thing. But it was the same thing in the early days, early years. It was kind of a thing where, you know, it would happen at our house or maybe it would happen at another person's house. I had one of those typical Eastern European families where the grandmother and the grandfather lived, you know, in the house. And my mother's brother, who was single until he was about 45, lived there. And then, of course, it was my sister and my mother and my father. And in the early days, we'd have Aunt Ruthie come over because she had never gotten married. And so that
I've
was
seen this movie before.
Yeah. So it was sort of that thing. And half of the day was transporting people from where they were to the house and then back again. The food was very interesting. Most of the time, I remember it as being a big deal. And of course, somebody would carve it, and my father might, but my mom was yelling at him so many times that they had the you know, the first aid kit close by because inevitably he would hurt himself or cut himself using a butter knife to cut the turkey or something, you know, because she didn't want to use the knife that they were given for their wedding that was still wrapped in cellophane and refused to be used, saving it for some other day. As I grew up, like Jody as well, and I became a vegetarian later on, it was always a challenge. Very rarely got invited to other people's houses. If I did, it was always like, you know, it was mashed potatoes and peas, basically. There were no tofurkies or anything like that. I would bring something to munch on. And then there was a period of time where I spent a lot with an Italian family, and their family is a totally different thing. They started the morning off with cold cuts and bread and salami and peppers, and that was just like, you know, part of breakfast after they already had the, you know, the leftover ziti from the night before. And then the first course literally was lasagna. It was a multi-meal. It was a giant lasagna with giant sausages and meatballs. And that was at about 11 or 12 o'clock. And then it was like, okay, that was like everybody go take a little walk or nap. And then we came back and started the process. So it's interesting how it comes from different places. Earlier in our trivia, we talked about Canada celebrating Thanksgiving. I'm wondering now with multicultural society, if you've had any experiences besides the tacos in Los Angeles in kind of a Jewish household. But also, Jody, your experience with other cultures, and because being in the United States, even if you're another culture, talking about Asian or Spanish or Russian or something, have you had any experience?
I have only had one Thanksgiving that went outside of the sort of traditional role, and it was the year I was living up in Bellingham, and I was living in a house with four other women, and we decided to host Thanksgiving. So we had a bunch of our musician friends, and it was a 20-something Thanksgiving. A number of people there were from our community of friends. There were two sisters who were from Colombia. And so we cooked a turkey. I remember that being one thing, the sort of passing on of that, you know, you're cooking your first turkey experience. But we also had an incredible potluck. Bellingham is sort of legendary in potluck, yeah, potluck zones.
Exactly.
So it was I just remember looking around the table and the wide variety of folks and the wide variety of dishes. I had not seen combinations like that before.
Well, this is a good segue. From our families and our traditions, as we've gone out on our own and, like in your case, experienced a household with different people, Thanksgiving actually changed a little bit. It did become more of a potluck. There were more inventive, you know, foods. There was probably, in some cases, alcohol involved and other things in a sense that it became more of a little different party. But talking about the food, was there a time at your tables back when you were young in the family, did they actually give thanks? Did you ever
always
stop for a minute and give thanks?
Even though at times we weren't as traditional food wise, always gave thanks. Always gave thanks. And I don't even know that it was a prayer or, you know, however other people do it. For us, it was what we're thankful for and more what we're grateful for. And we all went around the table and did our little homage to each other and